Well, hello, and welcome to Watch What Crappens. I'm Ronnie. That's Ben over there. Hello, Ben.
Hi, Ronnie. How's it going?
Good. I'm giving Bueller some butt scratches. He just came in for some butt scratches right at the start. Okay, are you good? You good here, buddy? Okay, that's all you're going to get today. Welcome to Southern Hospitality Day. If you want this recap on video, or you want bonus episodes this week of Survivor, or you want Discord server, a free newsletter, or ad-free listening, that is all available on patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens. So go over there and check it out. Today is Southern Hospitality Season 4, Episode 8. What's it called? My Chemical Bromance.
I have really never been happier to not be part of a trend like I have been not being part of the emo scene. Gosh, I watched this episode and I was like, I am so glad that like I missed this window. I was already like an adult, you know, like it made me so happy.
It's a long window though, right? Because they did it on Vanderpump Rules like 2 years ago.
Yeah, I mean, I guess emo was a big thing, but I'm just saying, like, I'm glad that when I was in high school, like, the vibes were more like grunge.
Oh, I like the grunge thing. You meant back then, the emo thing.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, the emo thing was happening when I was young, but I was already emo. So to me, it was just a bunch of fakers. I was like, I've been doing this since I was a baby. Now you guys just put on some eyeliner and it's a movement. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, because I felt like emo was just sort of like a more diluted grunge, a more diluted goth mixed together, just make like largely generic music. I mean, I definitely have some emo songs in my library. You know, I've got some Yellow Card. I've got like Hoobastank. You know, I've got all those things. But like, just so glad I never got caught up in the spiky hair bullshit and the mascara. I'm like, ugh, it just feels, yes, I have a faux hawk. I had a faux hawk in 2005 that was never quite properly formed. Yeah, it was not a triumph. But
I remember, I didn't know you though, but I've seen pictures of you, yeah, with a faux hawk.
I had like a little peak. It was like a little, it was like a little something. It was like a little birdhouse. But I never quite shaved the side of my head, so it didn't quite look like a faux hawk. It just looked like my hair just sort of like rose up, you know.
Yeah, I had a moment in my 20s where I was like combat, and in high school actually, where I was like combat boots and all black, and like I wore a long black trench coat and I had really long black hair that was curly and that I could like sometimes put up. Like, let's face it, like the look was not great. But back then that wasn't really a thing. But right. That was a look. And I remember I went to my sister's college. She spent her first year in Lubbock. And that is like real like Texas-y, cowboy Texas-y. And I was walking through a Walmart dressed like that. And people were like, what the fuck is that piece of shit walking in our Walmart? But I don't know if that was emo or not. Was it? I guess it's close.
Right.
No, I really loved my docs though. I had to like make a look to work with the docs because I just really wanted those docs so bad.
Definitely point a 90s look. Yeah.
At least we earned it back then. You know, like we felt it. We were like emo. These people didn't earn it.
Yeah.
Come on. Like, you didn't moshing earn your emo.
Moshing to like Fall Out Boy, whatever. Before we start the show, shout out to the Fixing Famous People podcast, Chris DeRosa and Dominic Pupa. Thank you for having me on. That episode is now live, and we talk about Misha Barton and her life and times, my experiences with her, and how we can fix her, get her back on the right track. It was a really, really fun and funny podcast. So go check that out wherever you listen to podcasts. Thanks for having me on, guys.
Yeah, go check it out. Oh, yeah. And tell people where to vote for your board game podcast, too, because there were confused people in comments yesterday trying to find it.
Okay, so a few things on that. So it's at the website is boardgamegeek.com, and then you do /GoldenGeek, boardgamegeek.com/GoldenGeek. But the thing is this, if you want to vote, what I've now learned is, you do have to be a member of the website, and then you have to have a thing called like Geek Gold. So honestly, if it's like too much of a pain, like don't bother. I get it. I'm not trying to get everyone to sign up for things and whatever. Geek Gold is like this currency.
They need you to like geek out to vote for the geek thing. You see?
Yeah, And like, I don't know. I have geek gold that I can give people, but I don't know if that's quote unquote ethical for an award, like an awards thing for me to be like, here's some geek gold.
He was buying votes with the geek gold.
I don't know if that's right to do. So like, if you can't do it, it's fine. I will not be offended. Like, I appreciate it. I appreciate the people who messaged me about it. I appreciate it. But like, please don't spend any, I don't know if it costs money to get the geek gold. If you contribute a lot to those forums, you just sort of naturally get it because people just have it. It's weird. I don't know. I don't know how it works, but like, please don't spend any money if that's a thing. Cause someone said like, I donated to the site to get geek gold, but it still wouldn't let me do it. I'm like, please don't spend money to do
this. Oh no.
But
oh gosh.
If you happen to be a member already or whatever, I would appreciate your vote, but don't go above and beyond in my pursuit of my own personal EGOT. I appreciate the sentiment nonetheless.
Okay.
They should make it easier.
Well, that's cool.
I don't know why they do that.
Well, you know, I've always said the same thing about taxes. So here we go. Mia is doing laser hair removal. Well, yeah, I want you to win that thing.
Thank you.
You know,
thank
you. I want you to be like, we're not just some Bravo podcast. Ben has a geek. He has a golden geek.
I also record a podcast with several middle-aged straight men, guys. We talk about cards and dice.
Yeah. That's my man. So Mia is doing at-home laser hair. I've always wondered how this works because I have one of those things. And I was like, ow! And I didn't even do it on my nuts. But she was doing it on her bikini line and, you know, screamed every time that it zapped her. But I don't know. It gave me some kind of strength. I was like, maybe I can try again. Not really on my nuts. I don't know if you're supposed to use it on your nuts. But I try it like on my, you know, shoulders or wherever I'm starting to get like little old man hairs coming up. But I think I did it wrong. But maybe I didn't do it wrong because I screamed. So I guess that's what you have to do. I'll try it next time in the bathtub. So she FaceTimes with TJ, who's in New York, and he's like, oh my God, it's so nice to be out of Charleston. We're going to gay meeting. We're going to gay bars and stuff. And it's going to be crazy. We're going to find some guys. And, you know, I want to hear about the paint and sip, though. And she's like, those fucking girls, they're like ridiculous. Like, it's like in middle school. Like you held hands with my boyfriend. I don't like you. It's like this whole situation. I dipped out.
What? Like, what do you mean dipped out? She goes, that's it. Oh, gotcha. Wait, did you really need that clarification, TJ? Wait, when you said dipped out, did you mean that you went and bought like a lot of dip and then you ran out? She's like, no, I meant that I'm done with it. Oh, okay. Just want to be sure. Thanks. So she says, this whole Justin thing, I'm done with it. I'm over it at this point. I don't need all this drama. I got other things to focus on. You know, I've got athlete DMs to answer back to. And she's like, I'm just so jealous that you're in New York. If I were there, I would have had 6 boyfriends by now. He's like, yeah, me too. I don't have any boyfriends, but that's okay. I'll bring you back some dumplings from New York. Old dumplings, right?
Right? Yeah. I feel like if I ever got DMs from an athlete, they would just say something like, please stop trying. Or like, some people just weren't born for this. The end.
I don't think I'm ever going to get a DM from an athlete. That's just like not in my cards. I don't know what that would even be like.
So a guy with a baby stroller passes and he's like, excuse you, you're in the middle of the fucking walkway. Look around. Jesus, you're the one walking your baby through a busy street, sir. I'm calling child services. Yeah.
And in TJ's defense, TJ was a little bit off to the side. Like there was plenty of room for you and your baby vehicle, sir. But I did laugh also. So then we see Michaels and he's like arriving with his talent manager, Corey. And Corey's like, hi, welcome to New York. How was your flight? He's like, it was honestly like not so bad. Like I made out with all the people in my row. It was like kind of amazing, like very liberating. Like it was a little weird when I like took off my shirt, like in the middle of landing, but like everyone was down with it. It was pretty cool. I know.
I wish my mom was there to see it. So he's like, okay, we've got photos from the SoDot gay shoot. Okay. This is the cover. It is you standing extremely awkwardly in a gigantic shoulder padded blazer.
We just look at him. He's like,
that is SoDot gay.
Michael's like, oh my God, that's like sick. Oh my God. So this will be your first cover. I love it. Like, and I think it's like giving old Hollywood glamour. Can someone remind me what actually is old Hollywood glamour? I just sort of said it. Is this? Oh, I take it back. This is not giving old Hollywood glamour. This has looks nothing like old Hollywood glamour.
I was gonna say what? Who? Could you name one? Name one old Hollywood glamour person that this reminds you of. I was like, yeah, I was sitting there and I was like, that's not like me. That's like FaceApp. You know, like when you do a FaceApp version of yourself and it's like sick. This was like that, but like it was me. It was like so hot. I was like, bitch, you're hot as fuck.
It's called retouching and airbrushing. You basically did get the
FaceApp. Yeah, it's the version. Original. It's the original. Okay. Before there were apps, there were actually people who sat there and painted your face.
The apps were based off of the process of doing your face for magazine covers. Like, oh my God. Like, oh, wow, this is like amazing. Like, my body looks so tea.
Okay, so there's like a couple more meetings I want to set up for you. We had one minor setback where one of the brands had to cancel because it's a popular dating app and they were ready to offer a deal, but it turned out you'd been banned from the platform. So what the hell did you do to do that? It's like, oh my God, I don't even remember why.
Yeah, I like don't know. Like, I actually don't remember what I did to get myself banned. But like, were you posting nudes? Posting nudes? He's like, oh my God, that's so tea right now. So
okay, well, we're gonna try and get you reinstated and try and get that deal. But you know, like, you were so professional on set, and you know, influencer managers heard about that. At Men's Warehouse. Men's Warehouse actually has a bulletin out where if anyone hears of well-behaved models, we ding Men's Warehouse. And Men's Warehouse heard about it and they want you. They love well-behaved models. So you get to do a Men's Warehouse thing.
We're in a little bit of a pickle here though, because That's So Gay magazine found out that you're doing a Men's Warehouse campaign and they would like to revoke your cover. So they said it.
Send them my dick. Send them my dick, though. Just send them my dick. Wait.
Okay, we'll do that. It's like, no, this actually is like so good because like I actually like wear a suit for work, and like the suit I wear is actually from Men's Warehouse. It's like so amazing.
Corey's like, oh my God, there you go. Proud of you. Congratulations. By the way, that's gross. But you know what? You just got a national campaign. So let's go, baby.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So now we go to Joe's apartment, and he's on the phone coordinating his emo night party. And he's like, all right, yeah, okay, I'm going to try to sell as many tickets as possible. And he's talking to a girl named Cameron, which makes me think there's only one girl named Cameron in Charleston. So clearly it's Cameron from original Southern Charm. And she's like, okay, you stupid face. So you really think you're going to throw a party with 300 people? Okay, we'll see about that. Bye now. Bye.
It's like, you're the best, Cammy. Do not call me Cammy. I'm not your mother or your sister. My name is Cameran. Do you understand? Like man child.
Cameran, now, excuse me, I have Shepherd on the other line. So, Maddie is like, Joe, I'm coming over. Let's talk. It's like, okay. I haven't talked to or slept in the same bed with Maddie in like a week. I just can't believe it's been so long since I've talked to her. So like, this has like never happened. Like, it's been like a nightmare. Like, turning 30 alone is like making me freak the fuck out. And like, turning on top of that, alone. You know, like, what?
Talking. Turning 30 alone is so hard. Turning 30 alone. Shut up.
I don't want to die alone.
I could die. I'm 30 now. Yeah, it could be. You never know. Old age could just put me under. You know, like, I spent so much money on this, and I'm putting so much like stuff into this party. Like, I just want to. I don't have to be worried about my relationship. So then Maddie is coming. So he hears her coming, and he's like, like trying to cry and look really sad. He's like just shoveling himself, trying to look really sad.
God, so come on, these two, man, just like crack me up. So Maddie walks into this house that she presumably has been in many times. She walks in and doesn't see Joe anywhere in this lofted house. It's like a single story apartment with a loft. She's looking around. She's like, Joe, where's Joe? Did he fall down a well? He's like, I'm up here. Huh? Where? Huh? He's in the walls. It's Stranger Things. He's in the, guys, Joe's in the underneath. He's in the upside down. He's in the wherever, the whatever. God, we got to save Joe. I'm like, just go up the staircase that the voice came from, Maddie.
He's right up the stairs. You'll be okay.
It's right there. It's up there.
Yeah. So she goes up and she goes, oh my God, Joe, I don't like your outfit. White on cream. Like, what are you doing, Joe? Like, how are you showing people that you're ready to run a bar when you're wearing white on cream?
Well, my inspiration was that I got a latte with like, and I got like, it was like a vanilla latte with foam. So like my body is like that. My legs are like the body of the latte and the top. I get it, Joe. I understand. I'm just saying it's fine on a drink. It's not good for an outfit. God, you're out of control. You're spiraling white on cream. Ugh.
Well, I'm sorry that I'm about to turn 30 alone and I'm not really thinking about my outfit. Okay. I just need like my best friend, my girlfriend. She's like, yeah, I just want you to be there for me this week because I'm not in a good place. She goes, you know what? Like, okay, I'm sorry for seeing red sometimes. I would appreciate seeing red right now because white on cream, serious. Okay, let that go. Yeah, but like, I'm just like, I had a conversation with Leva yesterday and like, I got a bunch of like clarity.
Yeah, clarity on the situation specifically. What situation? The situation of you leaving and saying you're going to work and then like, you're leaving. And then, like, going out and, like, drinking. It's like, it's not cute. Like, you're turning 30 years old. I don't want to do it alone. Quiet, Joe. Like, you need to reel it in. You have a hard time saying no and having boundaries. I'm not some crazy alcoholic. It's like, I don't appreciate the way you phrase that, but go on. I'm just, like, very professional. I'm not one of these crazy, cuckoo, weirdo, like, strange people who's an alcoholic. You know what I'm saying, Maddie? Please, Joe, stop trying to say it that way. Okay, I guess I go out, I have a better chance of meeting investors for future location elsewhere other than Republic. I'm like, you're trying to find potential investors for something that doesn't exist? What are you talking about?
No potential investor is going to give money to some drunk guy in a club who's like pitching stupid things.
Bring a bumpet.
That's what stupid guys do at clubs. They're like, hey, I got an idea. You want to hear my idea? No, I'm not going to give you money for that. So Maddie's like, okay, so you go out and network and you meet these investors. Where are they? Where are they at, Joe? Where are they at? What is this room? Where are we? Who is this? Is this a loft?
Well, I just, you know, like, what do you want? Like, well, you want me to stay home? You want me to be a prisoner? You're such a fucking idiot. First,
such a baby.
When he said, like, I'm not some crazy alcoholic, I was like, why did you just say that to Maddie? And then second of all, when he's like, you want me to be a prisoner? I'm like, are you just trying to get broken up with right now?
Okay, how about this? I'll just not have a birthday. I'll just not have been born 30 years ago. And then we can just work the whole time. I can go to work instead. Okay. Like, I won't have to drop a drink. Like, I'll just have the best birthday doing nothing and being at work. And just like, not have work. She's like, Joe, I'm not telling you to skip your birthday. Okay. Yeah. No, because like all these people are coming in town. So I'll just be at work. You can just go to my birthday party and be like, here's the day that Joe didn't turn 30. Why don't you do that?
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe I'll like own a bar by like next week because this will fix everything. He's like, okay, you're being dramatic and the victim. Okay. He's like, I'm being dramatic. Me, I'm being dramatic. You just put on a cape and a mask. Oh, really? And he just knocked over a chandelier. What are you doing, Joe? Stop being so dramatic.
Oh, wow. How is the cape even cream colored? It doesn't match, Joe.
Technically, it's beige. Well, even worse. Even worse. Okay, Joe, no one is thinking about that. You're saying that you're working on your birthday like your reality is not reality, which is funny because he does say, fine, I'll take my birthday off and I'll go to work. I'm like, you don't take your the birthday is not a job that you take off. I like that the party is the thing that he takes off and the work is the thing he goes to. No, you take off work to do your birthday, Joe.
She's like, no. You need to take your reality and then you need to like throw it away, Joe. Like, for example, I'm going to pick up this like stupid little nothing off your desk and throw it off the loft. That's what you need to do to just throw it away. He's like,
wait, I needed that. That was my favorite. She takes some little thing as like a pencil sharpener, like a little pencil sharpener. She like throws it off on an eraser. He goes, I needed that.
I mean, it's not real life, Joe. You're having like a midlife fucking crisis, Joe. Like, chill, Joe. Like, come on, man. And he's like, I'm turning 30 in 4 days. Like, that's not it's not a midlife crisis. It's like, I'm a turning 30 crisis. It's like, oh my God, your dream is this fucking close, Joe. You need to prove yourself. I'm like, I don't know if you even have the capacity to be able to reel it in, Joe.
I clearly do have that, or I did have that before you threw my reel downstairs. I just think that, like, right now in my life, I'm just like, oh, you clearly do? Really? I don't think there's been a weekend where you haven't gone out and you want to move in with me and marry me and do all those things. And like, I don't really know if I don't really want a boyfriend who's like going out and getting drunk all the time. But it's like crazy to me that you're like attacking me on my birthday week when I'm supposed to be like celebrating. Well, can I tell you, it's my birthday week too.
Well, oh, that's next week. No, I'm like 4 days after you, Joe. It's in the same week. And you just, he just blinks and you watch him try to figure this out. It's like, yeah, I will like argue with this somehow.
But no, it's the same 7 day span, Joe. But like, when does your week start? No, it's the same week, Joe. What are you trying? You can't use the birthday excuse. It's my birthday too, Joe. Joe.
Okay, then fine. It's my birthday month. But it's my birthday month too. Wait a minute.
That's even more well defined.
So like, she's like, Joe, you know what? Like, I'm trying to hold you accountable because I love you, Joe. He's like, yeah, but like, okay, fine. Like, I cope with my like stress and anxiety by like drinking too much. Like, okay, I acknowledge it. But like, when I'm home with you, I don't crave alcohol. But I picked a career path where I've just got to be, you know, around alcohol, you know? And then people are like, Joe, that's like the most confident guy in the world. I don't know what he's saying, but like, he's really confident. And like, it scares the shit out of me that I can't do without alcohol. So like, why are you trying to suggest that I'm an alcoholic?
Yeah, it's really hard to feel like I'm at my best socially without alcohol. And I just think it's like, because been like that since college. Like, it hasn't pissed anyone off until now. And now it's pissing off the person I love the most. Just, look, I'm somebody that can help you maybe set boundaries or someone that you can talk to. Notice I'm saying boundaries all the time ever since Leva said I was really good with boundaries. Boundaries, Joe. Yeah. Well, I need your support. And sometimes like yelling at me is just like going to make me feel even more defeated. So I would love for you to be like sweet to me this week and like not throw like really important erasers over the side of the balcony. Like, I'm actually like, I don't know, like I'm having like real anxiety because like I actually need to do a shit ton of things by the end of the day for like my event. Like, I've got to like erase a whole bunch of pencil things and like my eraser's missing now. Like, what am I supposed to do?
She's like, okay, Joe, how can I help you? Well, you can help by giving me a 20-second hug because a 20-second hug decreases stress by... No, it decreases anxiety by 20%. God, Joe.
It's being by the waterfront reduces stress. Hugs are for anxiety. Waterfront is for stress. Did you learn nothing, Joe?
So she agrees. She's going to help him, and they're going to get along now. Okay. So now on the screen, 7 hours left of Joe Bradley's 20s. And Justin and TJ are walking and talking about New York and how fun it was. And now it's time for a day shift. At Republic.
Yes. So Michaels goes up to a table of ladies like, are we interested in getting a bottle with us tonight? Oh my God. Sorry. I'm like, I'm living in like nightlife. It's like not even nighttime. I'm like, so sorry. Oh my God. Am I going to get banned from another platform?
And it's, I think it's like that same table of older ladies. They just keep coming back.
It is.
Like,
hey, you guys got the sparklers again? Give us some sparkler. We love that. That was so funny. We thought there was a fire at first. You ever tried to blow one of those out? We actually hit Susan in the eye with one of those things. That's why she's not here today.
Hey, can you get us one a picture of those cocktails? What was that cocktail that Lady Bird Johnson used to always love? One of those, you know.
Okay, let's it's like, oh my God, we have to clean and clog off, and then we're gonna go to Joe's emo party, everybody.
And Bella's like, it's not a phase. Yeah, it's not a phase, Mom. I mean it. Because they're being like funny about like emo. So TJ's like, is Jordan going to come tonight? And Justin's like, I fucking don't care. Like, if she does, she does. Because guess what? I'm already emo. You know what? I'm actually really disappointed that I'm back in the friend zone with Mia. It would have been nice to see where things could have panned out. But you know what? Before the peanut gallery got its nasty, nasty little hands over it, they ruined it all. Cough, cough. Lake!
So I guess okay, you took fizzled. 5 minutes to find another girl who's on TV. I mean, we see what you're doing, Justin. You're very transparent. He's like, well, I couldn't go with that lead of a TV show, so, you know, I went out on the strip on King Street, and I found another lead of a TV show to be with within 5 minutes. So seriously. Lake is like, I'm so excited for tonight, though. Like, oh my God, but like 30? Like, he's 30? 30's not even old. And Lake's like, yeah, 30s are like sexy.
And then we see TJ. He's like, I mean, obviously 30 is sexy and 34 is even sexier. And he like tries to wink at the camera. He's like, And they're like, you can't wink. He's like, no, I can't wink. Like, TJ, you're just scrunching up your entire face right now. Not a wink.
So the girls are like, oh my God, he's bringing a date. And like, you're going to be my date, girl. It's going to be so fun. And Lick actually has a girl coming. She's dating a girl. And TJ's like, yeah, I feel like that's very emo of you. And Emmy goes, yeah, it's not a phase, Mom. Let's keep doing that.
Lake goes, yeah, it was never a phase. Fish tacos for life. And Emmy goes, mahi? Like, not literal fish tacos for life, Emmy. It's a girl, fish. I just like, I'm not following. I'm sorry. So do you not want the fish tacos? What are you going to have for lunch? It's a metaphor. Emmy is blissfully oblivious to anything.
Yeah. She's like, what kind of fish?
She just really cannot. She can't track these progressive things.
Yeah. Jeez. So now we go to Brad's place and Julia calls him and she's like, I'm fuming right now. I just left from getting my hair done. And they were like, hey, I just want to let you know, like, I've been hearing crazy things about Bradley. And I was like, okay. So apparently Emmy goes to the hair salon and is telling everybody that Bradley was stalking her outside of her hotel room in New York, drunk, banging on her hotel room door while she was naked in the bathroom and terrified. And she's like, what the fuck, Brad? Brad, you didn't even drink and you were not banging on her door and you were not a threat. And he's like, yeah, that didn't happen. So she's like, someone needs to fucking talk to her. Okay. And if your friends can't do it, I'm going to do it. And he's like, he gets really upset and he's like, what the fuck? Oh my God. Like, she's fine. And then she goes home and probably talks to Will or her mom and they destroy whatever piece we've come up with. And then she comes back with a totally different attitude.
Yeah. Also, like, I think we need TJ to step in as well, because wasn't Brad with TJ when they came up out of the elevator and they heard Emmy? Isn't that like part of the story here? Like,
yeah,
I think we need TJ to be like, Emmy, I was with Brad. None of this happened that you're saying, and you're being really, really harmful right now with what you're talking about.
Well, so was Julia, right? Because Julia's talking like she was there too. So
yeah, that's what I think they're all telling her.
But Emmy, since this whole thing has been distilled down to Brad and Emmy, you know, stuff. Ugh, it's just so gross. Emmy, it's like, God, Emmy, just when you think Emmy can't be more fucking disgusting. Like, just,
yeah.
Can we just mid-season fire Emmy? Like, get rid of her. What the hell? She's horrible. So, then we cut to Emmy, and Emmy's like, I mean, why am I so dramatic? Because no one is listening to me, and I like have to scream from the mountaintops because no one will listen. Like, nobody believes me, like, no matter how I put it. So, like, I start losing my mind, and that's what's going on. And, like, I'm alone, I'm made to be crazy, and, like, no one's ever gonna believe me. And, like, I'm back to my, like, child again with, like, raging ADD, and it's just, like, point the finger at the Emmy, because, like, the person who's hyperactive is, like, the easiest one to blame. Oh, okay. So now you're going to start using ADD as you're a victim and people are just doing this because you're like the poor ADD kid. No, Emmy. This is like typical victim cloaking and ain't nobody going to fall for it, man. This is crazy.
Yeah, I think the one that's easiest to blame is the one who's going around saying he was making me feel unsafe and was stalking me at my door while I was naked and fabricating lies is probably the easiest one to blame. And that happens to be you as well. So yeah. Julia is like really mad. Brad's upset. Brad actually is like stepping away from production because like, and I can only imagine how frustrating it is and disappointing. And like, it's scary. It's scary to have someone who's now going around town saying this stuff and painting you a certain way as he's trying to like launch his business and painting him as like scary black man. And that's what Emmy is doing. And it's really fucked up. It's like, and it keeps on happening. It keeps on going after they've had multiple conversations. And it's just sad. I just feel like the fact that Emmy can't hear this or understand it is just so terrible. For some reason, I have this idea that younger people are more open to understanding these concepts than older people. Older people sort of get like locked in their ways and their thinking, and they just sort of, they become brittle and just, you can't get through to older people. But I always feel like if you're someone who's younger, is like around a more th- thoughts and things, and I don't know, like there's more of a discussion about different perspectives and world experiences. And so I just have this expectation that she would be able to understand this. And the fact that she doesn't is just so deeply disappointing as someone who formerly really enjoyed Emmy on the show. I just think it's just like real crap. It's just shitty, 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 shitty.
Ignorance comes in every age. So now it's 2 hours left of Joe Bradley's 20s, everybody. So Maddie picks up Michael. Is like, oh my God. He's like, you look hot. Like, let's go. Like, get me out of here. So like, you got balloons and like, they're safe this time. It's like, oh my God, bitch, they are weighted this time. And we see the clip of the balloons flying away when she freaked out last time. And those were weighted as well. So I think that these just are more properly weighted. I don't know. This is probably have a barbell on the bottom.
Last time they were weighted with Joe's skill set, which was not much. And so they flew off into the sky. Joe, the balloons. Oh my God, the balloons flew away. Which was a great moment. So Maddie's asking how she's doing. And she's like, I've been living the best life this weekend. So like, okay, when I was ill, I had to cancel the show. And like my manager came to me and said, they want to give you an opportunity to make it up in Punta Cana. And they're like, oh my God, Punta Cana. By the way, did we ever find out what Maddie was ill with? Was that ever a storyline? Or we just know that she was in the hospital and we don't know what it was, right?
Yeah, I don't think we know what it was. So she's like, I played everywhere in the nation, but like my dream is to play out of the country. And I liked that. I like that it's so nonspecific. I believe that's how your dream should be. Just very nonspecific. Like, I don't want to play in Paris. Like, just say out of the country. Like, you can go to Mexico, do it there in a weekend, boom. A goal accomplished. Something off the vision board. So
like James Kennedy, when he pressed play in a club in Mexico, he's like, I just played Tulum. And you're like, You did not have a DJ set in Tulum. You pressed play on a CD player.
Yeah, exactly. So Michael's is like, oh my God, that's literally my homeland. Like, I've been there since I was seven years old. And I haven't been there since I was seven. And so that's where his parents are from. His dad is half Puerto Rican and Dominican, and his mom is fully Dominican. So he talks about going there as a little kid, and he knows everything about it. So he's going to help her figure out where to go and plan the trip and all that stuff. So then she asks about New York and he's like, oh my God, you named the bar. We were there. Like I fucked somebody named Men's Warehouse. It was amazing. And then we went to another gay bar and TJ, like I made out with like five people, but then we got in the taxi and then I made out with TJ. She's like, so you got to make out with like half the city and TJ got to make out with you. Yeah. He's like 34. So
I just wanted to see what it would be like. I sort of have a kink for old men. So she's like, I am dead.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
Yeah, she goes, you guys are crazy. So now we go to Brad's house and everyone's getting ready. And TJ is putting on a shirt that says, don't waste your toy money. You're all ready. It's like, our note taker says it's sounding out the lyrics to Blink-182's I Miss You. Because I was looking at that t-shirt and I did not get it whatsoever. And they're like, oh my God, that t-shirt. I used to have a t-shirt like that. Oh, I'm not. No, I don't. No, I still don't get it. I still don't get the t-shirt. This is a generation gap moment for me and this show.
So everybody's coming in their emo outfits and talking about like how crazy they were back then. And Julia tells Justin, yeah, you look more emo like on a normal day than you do right now, which is kind of true. So it's his turn to say, it's not a phase, Mom. So then Mia comes and she's wearing like a wig, like a pink wig and stuff. And they're like, yeah. Whoa. He says, you look like a weird anime hot chick with big boobs. It's like, yeah, okay. So they're all talking about their emo phases and stuff.
Yeah, we see pictures of a lot of them from like when they were in high school, you know, listening to this music in 2005 or 6 or something. And Mia's like, I didn't really have an emo phase. Like maybe I listened to Paramore like once or twice, but like that's it. She's like, I was a jock. And then Brad comes out in like a wig, which doesn't make any sense. But it's like, okay, short, go with it.
Yeah, he comes out in kind of like a Mary Lou Retton wig, which is weird.
Yeah, it was so weird.
So TJ is asking me, so are the girls going to be nice to you tonight? She's like, I don't even know what I did to those girls. And Molly's like, yeah, Lake's a rude ass. And then we see a flashback of Lake being like, what I value in friendships and what I value in people are not characteristics that you guys have exhibited.
So Molly says, the only reason Lake doesn't like me is it's very clear. It's because Emmy doesn't like me. Mind you, Emmy also has no reason to hate me either. They should just go form a club. I hate Molly for no reason club. Just to hate Molly. Put it on a t-shirt or a mug. And then actually you can have like a party and I could actually plan it. Like I actually would like not mind planning an I hate Molly party. I mean, a check is a check. Am I right?
Yeah, but Molly, also you told that girl to go date. You told Mia to go date Justin. And then now you're acting like, oh my God, I can't believe she dated Justin. So whatever. So Brad's like, okay, I co-sign. Oh, they're saying she needs a stern talking to. And Brad's like, I co-sign. So now Julia comes in and she looks gorgeous. And she's wearing this like collar thing. And Mia's like, oh my God, you look so sexy. And TJ goes, yeah, it's like all the girls that dress really hot for Halloween. But then you come and dress like a blueberry.
And so, yeah, Mia's like, that's not fair. Like, I didn't know it was sexy goth. I thought it was funny goth. So Mia's like, I'm going to go pull Grace Lilly and be like, I'm going home. I didn't know the dress code. You didn't tell me. So now it's 1 hour left of Joe Bradley's 20s. And now we're with Joe at this place. It's called the Music Farm. And Joe is with actually his brother, his hot brother. And Joe's like, hey, so like this is a Music Farm. And like, that's Republic. Look, like Republic's there and Music Farm is there. And I come out of like the back alley of Republic there. The Music Farm is like there. Like, have you ever seen like two buildings so close to before? Like, there was like a building there and a building there. It's like crazy, right? God, the 20s are crazy. I'm going to miss them.
His brother looks just like him and talks just like him too. He's like, yeah, like this is really cool. Like I'm putting on makeup on like a girl. This is crazy, bro. He's like, yeah, my brother's got like a great corporate job. He's intelligent and successful. He's crushing it with work. And like I just want to be him, you know, like makes me feel like a piece of shit. And his brother's like, you're not a piece of shit. Like you could do this too. You're doing so good, Joe. You're doing great. I wouldn't put on the eyeliner for anyone else, Joe.
Joe's putting on his brother's eyeliner, which I would not trust Joe to do this. And his brother's like, are you sure you're doing it right? Should we do a YouTube video? It's like, no, don't worry about it. It's not like not rocket science. Like, I know how to do it. Okay.
Ow.
Yeah.
Ow. I thought we should have watched a YouTube video.
Joe, why is your brother in an eye patch? So Joe's like, yeah, my brother's inspiring, but he's also like, makes me feel like a piece of shit. Like, in a good way, though. Like, a good piece of shit. Like, a really, like, well-formed piece of shit. Like, he makes me feel like, damn, like, I could do this. Like, what's my excuse, you know? Yeah. Okay, cool. Well, you look good. You look great. Michael's like, all right, great. Cheers to being 30. All right, thanks.
Yeah, so they're talking about their love life, and Michael doesn't have a girl. And Joe's like, can't believe that we live in a world where, like, I have a girlfriend before you. That's crazy. It's like, yeah, if only girlfriends were jobs, right, Joe? Like, careers. It's like, damn, ow. Okay, wow. So he's saying Maddie's it for him and he's going to propose to her sooner than you think. And it's probably going to be next year. And he's like, yeah, fighting with Maddie's been a wake-up call. You know, like wake-up calls go off and then you turn off the alarm, take a shot, and go back to bed for a while. So it's time to make some changes, you know? Maybe vodka instead of tequila, something like that. But one thing is for sure, I want to marry Maddie Weiss.
You know, my biggest dream besides like marrying Maddie is and having kids. Beyond that, my biggest dream is like, I want our sons to be best friends. He's like, you know, we don't have any sons yet, right? Just say no. He's like, yeah, well, we'll see if I can catch up to you and Maddie. I'm scared that you're going to be like popping out a baby in 2 years. Also, again, neither of us have children. So, and they're not guaranteed to be sons. Just want to put that out there to the world. A little dream there.
So on the screen, we see RIP Joe Bradley's 20s and everyone's on their emo looks. And so a lot of people start coming and they're back in the backstage area right now. And he's like, oh, my God, it's a dream come true. It's amazing. Like the definition of punk rock is not giving a fuck what people think. Like, seriously, you guys, even though I do care what people think, especially Lava.
Yeah. So, he's like really, really excited to have Lava here. So we see a flashback. And he's like, hey, Lava, it's my birthday weekend. So I don't know if you can get like a babysitter or like Maybe you can hire someone, or maybe like, can your baby like put on a wig? Can your baby put on like eyeliner? I don't know. Like, I just want like you and Lamar to like come see like my show. And like, I don't, she's like,
I'm coming, Joe. Okay. Like, I'm coming. What? What do you want?
Joe.
Yeah. She's like, just be quiet enough. He's like, oh, okay, great. So he says, if this is a bust, he's like, I don't think Leva will ever take me seriously after this. Joe, there's so many people here. So Levin and Jordan arrive, not Lamar. Lamar's like, no, still no, like, still no,
nope,
not doing that.
Yeah, Jordan has a lot to say this episode, like
as usual. Yeah, here comes Jordan with her ruse. Today she's wearing emo ruse. So Leva's like, I'm happy to see Joe like taking a risk on himself, but like, I mean, I'm proud of him in that sense. I just think if you're going to make all that effort, like, just do it at Republic. Like, he just essentially filled a competitor's space. Like, it just circulates back to not thinking through and not communicating. And that's very on brand for Oh, Leva, fuck off. Give me a fucking break. Republic is the size of a shoe closet, first of all. This is like a venue that's holding 400 people for like dancing and a mosh pit and a concert. And second of all, who wants to have their party at work? And third of all, you've called this guy a loser all year. Why is he supposed to bring you work on his birthday? Love is an ass.
Yeah, I do think that like the strongest point is like, this is a concert. Your Republic is not set up for that. But I do think like, There is a point to be made about like, yeah, put this energy into your job too. I know you're trying to prove that you can do it, but you can also do it at your job.
Well, so yeah, Mia, if she said that, like, I would agree for sure.
So Mia is like, it's like, okay, cool, this is fun. And they're all just like laughing and everything. And Maddie's like, besides my look, I think Mia killed it. She looks so emo. But unlike Emmy, who's giving like Britney Spears, hit me baby one more time. And we see that Emmy did dress like Britney Spears. Emmy is... she's just completely disconnected from any sort of reality, even costume reality. She just can't do it. I mean, also, like, I feel like we haven't even really dug in on her crazy interview look where she's wearing this, like, white lacy figure skating look. I mean, she's just absolutely bonkers this season. She's totally deranged.
Yeah, she really is. Julia's pissed. She's like, oh my God, I'm going to cry. I'm so angry. And he's like, yeah, I mean, she's mad. Personally, I'm exhausted, you know? And so everybody just arrives and says hi to each other. And we meet Lake's girlfriend, or her date, at least. And she's really cute. And she's like, I'm the queen of situationships. Like, something's always happening. Boy, girl, other. Like, Nessa is so pretty. I saw her around Republic. And, like, I get that tingly feeling.
And yeah, they're like, wow, like, oh my God, her girl's hot. And Michael's is like, yeah, they look like cousins. And TJ goes, yeah, they look related. I just said that, TJ. God, I'm not into it. And he
low
says,
key, I'm not even gonna cap. Like, we'd look alike. Maybe I just love myself.
So then Joe's like, hey everyone, welcome to emo night. It's Joe's birthday. Whoa. Okay, hey everyone. So, oh man, I feel like I'm on top of the world right now. Like, all my anxiety, all the doubts out the window. Like, this genre of music heals my soul. Like, this is exactly how I was hoping tonight would go.
Joe, your outfit doesn't match. God damn it, Maddie. Sorry, I love you. I love you too. So Oisin comes. He's like, ah, yeah. Hello there. It's me, Oisin. No one's butt is safe. So Oisin is there, and TJ's like, oh my God, it's the milkman. We're going to have a mess.
Whenever Oisin's in town, there's gonna be a mess. And we see last year, like, that fight that I totally forgot about between Maddie and Grace Lilly at that's the prom party that they held, where they're like, hey,
hey, don't even like you. He likes me. What do you think about that? You don't get no milk from no milkman, because he don't even like you. He only likes me, right, milkman?
So Oisin is like, hello there. Are you guys friends? Are you girlfriend or what? What's happening? And Janessa is like, ask Lake. She's like, I like her. It's like, oh, but I thought we had something, Lake. And TJ is like,
the second worst secret kept secret after Joe and Luann is Oisin and Lake.
Like, I don't think any of us care if Lake had sex with Oisin. We care about the
characters. They fucked after prom night last year. Oof. Yeah, but Oisin's like, he's too old and gross for little Lake. I mean, was she 20, 21 last year? Leave her alone. Oshin.
He's looking
so
pretty
creepy.
Grody these days, too.
Ugh. So she laughs about it. She's like, I'm not even going to talk about it. That's all I have to say. So he's like, let's do a shot there, baby. Come on, do it for me, baby. And TJ's like, oh my God, is he trying to have a threesome?
It's like wild. So Joe's like, yeah, like, huh. The three-day love story was like Lake and Oshin. Oh. And Lake is like, oh my God, like, I can't even talk about it. Oh, that's all I have to say. So then Sally shows up. She's like, yeah, any boys around this emo night?
It's not just her. It's also Charlie. And Charlie is there with Justin. Yikes. And she's like, oh my God, I'm glad to be here. Like, do I look like I normally go to an emo night?
He's like, wait, are you saying you just came for me? She goes, yeah. Really? Yeah. Wow. And he tells us the Jordan situation, it's been nothing short of abysmal. And at this point, me and Mia are just friends. So, you know, the boy's a free agent now, and I really like Charlie, and she's on a TV show, so why not? Let's go for it.
Yeah, so they have, like, small talk. Like, it's so refreshing to be around you. Oh, my God, you too. And she goes, yeah, I've known you for 2 days. He goes, yeah, crazy. And he said, they found love in a hopeless place, Instagram DMs. And they grabbed drinks over the weekend, and they had a pretty fucking amazing date, you know? I lied to her about locking myself out of my apartment, so we had a cheeky little sleepover. And, God, that's it. We've been with each other ever since.
Great. Built on a lie. So Justin is like, by the way, I'm getting like the love bomber accusations. She goes, yes, 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 totally. Yeah, yeah. It's so funny because I'm being accused of being a love bomber to Craig. So I totally get you.
Yeah, exactly.
But Joe's happy because there's a mosh pit that's happening. He's like, this is what I've always wanted, a mosh pit on my birthday. Dare to dream, Joe. Dare to dream. And Janessa and Lake are just sort of talking about Mia. And Janessa is like, tell me what's going on. And Lake's like, yeah, well, Mia just is like, she's just like a bitch. I'm sick of Mia. And then like Sally's like, hey, Mia, you here? What's going on? Are you okay? And Mia's like, ugh, no, I'm sick of these girls over here.
Yeah. And Lake is like blatantly talking about her, you know, like where you could see it. She's like, yeah, that one over there, that one. She's just a bitch. I hate her. Mia's like, oh my God, what is going on with these women? It's like fucking insane. Like I'm taking off my hat. Like it's too damn hot. I can't even deal with this. I mean, like I can't have this energy. Like I can't have like this little girl being mad at me and making snotty faces at me. Like what the hell? So she goes up and she's like, can I pull you outside? And Lake's like, me? But it's Joe's birthday. Like I don't want to go out there. Like I just really want to get drunk enough from with my friends though. So like I don't want to leave. She's like, come on, it'll be 10 minutes. She goes, no, yeah, no, I would rather not.
Because, well, I would rather not have gotten yelled at you on Friday, but it happened anyway, didn't it? So she's like, she has nothing to say to me unless her little minions are around where she can be like, yeah, I said it. I did a good job. I did a good job yelling at me. I didn't, I, minions? So Lake is like, guys, I'm not going to do this right now, okay? She's trying to have a conversation with me, and like, I don't want to have a conversation right now. Like, I don't want to have a conversation right now. It's Joe's birthday, and we were having a very intimate, quiet birthday party for him, and I don't want to ruin the vibe.
So Mia walks away, but then Lake keeps going on to everybody else. Like, whatever. Like, I don't want to talk to that bitch. I don't want to talk to her. She's like, okay, now I'm going to get pissed, okay? Because her fucking ugly ass could never be me, and that's the whole thing. Well, she's not ugly, I mean, but Mia's getting pissed. And Lake's like, stop pointing at me.
She goes, I'm not pointing at you. You keep pointing at me. Stop pointing at me. At which point now Lake is getting up in Mia's face, sort of pointing at Mia. She goes, you want to talk about me? Don't put your hand in my face. She goes, don't fucking touch me. Don't fucking touch me, bitch. Because there's like a moment where there's like a hand on a hand, like pushing the hand away. You're pointing. The hands touch. And then it's like, oh my God, touching.
Yeah, so Mia's like, I don't know, like, who she's friends with or who she hangs out with or where she's from or, like, why she can stick her hand in people's face, but I'm from Belize, bitch, and I went to school with barbed wire, okay? I will not be disrespected.
Lake is like, fuck Mia, fuck that bitch. She's eye-catching, she is, but she's also, like, a sociopath. It's kind of like Jennifer's body. You seen that movie where Megan Fox is beautiful, but she's, like, a crazy psycho? I'm going to give the point to Mia. I think I'm from Belize and went to school with barbed wire is stronger than you're like Jennifer's body with Megan Fox. I'm going to Mia wins this round.
But also Mia's got to be like, why do I have to fight with the 20-year-old?
Like, yes.
What is this show? Why are you making me do this show? You know, like, why? Because you're never going to win. Because even if you go get into a SmackDown with a 22-year-old, you're still fighting with a kid, you know?
Yeah. Because Mia's like, it's not that deep to me. Like, I made out with Justin. Like, we're not even friends. So, like, I really don't care. And you're making it this whole big production, and it's not that. Like, and now we have to have this feud. Can we just, like, squash this and be like, it's not that big of a deal. But you know, Lake is young. She's 22. And she is doing the 22-year-old thing. Like, oh, my God. Like, why would you do that? Like, I don't want. I'm like, okay. Like, I love Lake, but she really is showing her age right now.
Yeah, I think Mia just needs to back off this one and not get into, like, smacking fights with this girl. Don't it's bother. Weird. It's like fighting with a baby. I got in a fight with my niece when she was a baby. She was, like, sitting in the back seat, and she took something from me, and I took it back, and she cried, and I was like, whatever. And then we started, like, fighting. And my sister was like, you're fighting with a 2-year-old. I was like, but she started it. And she's like, Ronnie, you're fighting with a 2-year-old. Like, at some point, you just have to be the one to walk away. Not that I did. Yeah. I mean, I got that candy back.
Good,
but still,
that's right.
So, now Julia pulls Emmy.
Julia.
Yeah, Julia pulls Emmy for a talk, and Emmy's like, "Oh my god, you want to have a talk with me? Okay, yeah, sure." Like, "Oh my god, okay, why are you walking so fast? Okay, you're walking really fast. Okay, hold on a second. Okay, I'm with you now."
I've known Julia for years. I influenced her to move here, and I encouraged her to date Brad. So I'm hoping Julia is an olive branch to help me mend my relationship with Brad. And I'm like, oh, finally. Someone wants to talk. So Julia's like, okay. So over this last week, yeah. Okay, just calm down. I've heard that you were leading some sort of defaming of Bradley's name. She goes, oh, what do you mean defaming of Bradley's name? She's like, I've heard that you're saying that he was drunkenly banging on your door in New York City and that you were naked and afraid in your bathroom, that he was making you feel unsafe. You said he brought a chainsaw in. And that he brought in 12 other people, and that he aimed a gun at your face, and that he was stalking you, and that he's scary, and he said something about Clarice and eating fava beans. He wants to actually eat humans. Like, does any of that sound familiar?
I mean, I never said he was banging on my door. So I swear to God, never said that. I mean, you know, chainsaw, stalk, all that stuff. Yeah, but like in that moment, like the only thing I thought was like, oh my God, Brad is stalking my hotel room. Like, that's it. That was what I was thinking at the time. So
she's like, Emmy, we heard you screaming 12 doors down.
I wasn't screaming. I wasn't even screaming though. So,
you know what? You've gotten away with this for way too fucking long. The words that you were using to describe Bradley are so.
I'm not doing this.
No, you are. You owe me a conversation. Okay. And Emmy like tries to go around the corner and Emmy's like, I'm not doing this as a woman. She's like, no. Okay. Then like, let's have a conversation around the other side of the corner. We're going back to the other side of the corner. Okay. Okay. We're going to have a talk. And Emmy of all people is like, calm down, Jules. Emmy is going to tell someone to calm down.
You're the one hyperventilating and running away. And she's like, listen, what did he do to make yourself, to make you feel unsafe? Tell me. And she's like, Julia, I'm a fucking woman. So first of all, so like he stalked my hotel room.
She's like, he did not stalk you.
Yeah. Well, what I knew in the moment was that's what he had done. So that's like what I had with like the information I was given, which is like he was talking to me. So
I was going to Molly's room to apologize.
Well, I didn't know that. I don't know that. Like, how do I know that? I don't know that.
We told you a million times. So why the fuck are you not listening? Why did you use those words to describe it again?
Like, I didn't ever talk about it, Julia. Like, what are you talking about? Like, I'm being like, so like, I'm a woman. What are you talking about? Like, I'm so confused. I don't even know where she's getting this. Like, what's your point? Like, are you trying to make me look crazy? Like, is that what you're trying to do to make me look crazy? And the producer says, well, do you have any idea why? Like, why do you think she's lying? Do you think someone else lied? And she goes, oh my God. Like, well, then, okay. Well, like, who have I even talked to? And then we see flashbacks of Emmy talking to literally everybody in town. She's like, the postman comes by. It's like, oh my God, I was stalked and harassed and terrified naked in the shower. And like, this guy was like trying to murder me. So his name is Brad. Okay. Body by Brad. Terrifying.
I'm a 115-pound woman. Like, when a man threatens you, you are scared. By the way, the assumption is that you were threatened. There was no threat. There was nothing that was a threat. He said, you're dead to me too. That's it. That was not a threat. He was echoing what you said.
Yes. She took the bitch and the dead to me. Like, you're threatening to murder me and you're calling me a bitch. So
then we see her talking to Lucia. So like flashback, Lucia from season one. And she's like, Brad, obviously, like, you were intoxicated and you were angry. And then you tried to scare me and be like, sleep with one eye open. And you made me feel like unsafe because like you intimidated me. You threatened me. You stalked me. And Lucia's like, what is wrong with you, crazy white woman?
And then we see her sitting with a yoga teacher. She's like, yeah, this guy was like stalking me. He was like stalking me. And the yoga teacher's like,
That's Lucia. That was Lucia.
Oh, that was Lucia? Oh my God, I didn't even recognize her.
Yes. She's like now all Earth Mother, but Lucia is the yoga teacher.
Oh, and I didn't Lucia's even like, recognize her. That's hilarious.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
I thought it was so funny. We just see her in yoga and she's like, this is the Yamaste portion or the Namaste portion of this evening, ma'am.
She's like, okay, now we're going to do some downward dog. Oh, now you're calling me a dog. Fine. So, So
she's like, I'm in my hotel room. I'm having a private conversation with my fiance and my mother, and he's eavesdropping in. It's like his feelings got hurt because I have to apologize. Like, what?
You were screaming.
I was not screaming. I'm screaming right now. That was screaming. This is not screaming.
You got caught.
For what?
For talking shit.
In the privacy of my own hotel room? Like, I'm not allowed to talk in the privacy of my hotel room?
You were talking loud enough for us to hear you all the way in Charleston.
It's how he made me feel. Like, okay, like, he's not an unsafe man. He's not like a scary man. It's just in that moment he made me feel that way, so.
Okay, so why are you using those words?
Well, because he called me a fucking dumb bitch.
Like, he did not call you a dumb bitch.
Yeah, like I'm saying in the context of the sentences that he used, like Julia, like don't you know, like that morning, like with me and Will, like I don't even think you know, like how bad it was. Like, you don't even know.
She's like, I could sit here in tears just like you are to say exactly how Brad was feeling this morning.
Yeah, but like I didn't even work last week. Like, I couldn't even sleep or I couldn't even eat. I mean, I normally don't do either of those things anyway, but like, I couldn't, even if I wanted to.
She's like, I couldn't even put together a really nice charcuterie platter last week. She's like, why? Because you knew you fucked up?
No, like, no, Jules, because I'm like, I'm not allowed to feel the way he made me feel, Jules.
And you're making him feel the way, like, just as you are.
No, like, who gives a fuck? His actions are the one. Like, it's actions. It is.
And Julia's like, me, I give a fuck. I give a fuck. And you will never fucking understand because you are a white privileged ass bitch.
What? Julia, like, what does that even, like, what does it even have to do with, like, the way that, what are you talking about?
Because you don't understand.
Don't even get any closer to me. Do not even get closer to me. Do not even get closer
to me. I just want to let you know we're done. The tears and the I'm sorrys don't mean a goddamn thing. And Julia just walks off.
And then she just
off.
Drops them. Yeah, she just completely drops the tears and the whole act. And she's like, okay, whatever then. Because she's so psycho.
You send your girlfriend to fight your battles. You do realize that that's what you did all of last season for Will, just so you know.
Yeah, this is literally you fighting your boyfriend's battles, because the whole battle was that Will was cheating on you.
Yes, that was great. Julia was, what a great display of like solidarity with your boyfriend. I mean, she really
great.
Just spelled it all out for Emmy. And I love when she also was like very reasonable too. She's like, yeah, what you're saying right now, Emmy, how you feel, that's how Brad feels. She's sort of saying like, you're okay to like what you're feeling. I'm not saying that it's invalid, but you have to consider what Brad is feeling. And the difference is that what you're saying about Brad could mess up everything in his life in a way that it won't mess up anything in your life. And I thought Julia was just great. It was inspiring to me. You know, I think it's
Julia
like,
Julia was like wallpaper when you're tripping and you don't know that you're tripping yet. Like you've just taken whatever, like mushrooms or whatever. And you're like, oh, it's just wallpaper. And then like a long time goes by and you're like, there's wallpaper. And then all of a sudden the wallpaper starts moving. And you're like, oh my God, that wallpaper is fascinating. Because Julia, this whole time, I'm like, Julia, is Julia even, take her pulse. Is there anybody in there? And Julia came to life tonight. I was like, yes, Julia.
She was great. I thought when you said she's like wallpaper when you're tripping, I thought you're going to be like, you know, when you fall over and you reach for something and you just try it, all you can get is the wallpaper and you tear off a piece of it by accident and you look at it and you say, that was really pretty. I was like, where's Ronnie going with this?
Tripping bowls. So yeah, good for her. So she goes over to Brad and she's like, yeah, she's fucking crazy. She was saying like, he was stalking me and I was like, no, he's not. And so he's like, yeah, I knew that wouldn't go anywhere, but you know, at least you tried.
Yeah, she's basically like, yeah, she just doesn't take accountability for anything. And she's like, no, you're saying he drunkenly banged on your fucking door and you felt unsafe and he stalked you. Are you fucking kidding me? Like, that didn't happen. And she's like, yeah, she's a liar. But she's like, yeah, they both have given up. And Brad feels great, though, because he's like, wow, I have a girlfriend who's going to ride for me. And that's like really important. And so they hug and it's a really nice moment. But meanwhile, Emmy is still spiraling. And so she gets Bella. And she's like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, I need a cigarette. I need a cigarette right now. Oh my God. So
she's like, oh my God, like, dumb fucking bitch. Like, have I not gone like through fucking? And I'm like, I can't even have a minute to just enjoy fucking just party. Like, I just like, I can't. I go, what the fuck? And Bella's like, okay, whoa, whoa, calm down. And inside they're watching and like, what's up? And Brad's catching them up on what an idiot she is. So Bella's like, so did you take ownership for what you said and any of that? It's like, oh my God, I couldn't even get there because like she'd like I mean, I tried, like I would try, like I like it would be nice if I could like express that, you know, like if I wasn't being stalked and harassed and like you know someone's threatening to murder me while I'm helpless and naked in the shower. Like, I'm a girl, I'm a woman.
Emmy, who keeps on saying that she tried to express things. You had plenty of chances in the conversation. So Bella's like, okay, I'm telling you for the time being, drop it. Fuck no. I am not dropping this. I'm not dropping this. No, I am not dropping this. Would you drop this? No. Like, yeah, I would drop it. I would drop it. How many more times do you need people on TV to tell you what you're doing is a microaggression? Okay, it's kind of racist. You're on TV. Stop it.
But God, to take that and not only not take the advice of the people who are on the show, you go and you start telling the entire town worse stuff. Like, you start making up crazier, like adding on to it. What the fuck is wrong with this lady? She's just fucking crazy.
She's like lost her marbles. She's like, I need to have a conversation with Brad. Point blank, period. Not fucking Julia. Bradley Carter. Brad. Brad.
You've made it so bad, no one owes you a conversation. You're lucky if you're not iced out of this entire season. So Julia's like, yeah, I'll never be put in Bradley's shoes, and she'll never be put in Bradley's shoes. And Michaels is like, yeah, because you're black, duh. And she goes, yeah, and that's that. So Michaels is like, yeah, Emmy's just trying to prove that Brad's wrong and she's right. It's not about her feeling unsafe. Like, she's going to talk to anybody and then only tell her side of the story. Like, why is she still talking about it? Oh, my God.
Yeah. So then they get like emo-ish and they're like, let's get back to partying. And Maddie's like, this is for my boyfriend, Joe Bradley. I want to see you all rock out for him. And then she throws an eraser into the audience. He's like, but wait, I was about to use
I needed that. It's like, this is the best light of not only my life, but Joe's life too, probably. Like, this is epic. And like, I'm so proud of him after a hell of a week we just had. Like, he's so great. It's amazing. So everyone's like, oh my God, this was great. And Joe thanks Leva for coming. He's like, you made my entire birthday. Like, thank you so much.
Leva's like, you know what? The room is full. The vibe is high. I'm wearing a stupid hat. I think Joe is smart to partner with somebody who is established. The emo night guys, from my perspective, it looks like Joe, it's like a very successful event. He's like, yeah, who's the boss? She's like, no, I'm happy for you. That's just all I want, is for you to be happy. I just want you to be happy. She basically says, I've always seen Joe's Joey Bottles, and it's always been floor and VIP. I never knew about Concert Joe. So if it's what makes you happy, do it.
Yeah, so he's like, oh my God, like, I'm going to do this forever. And so he goes and gives a birthday speech and he's like, yeah, I fucking did it. I pulled this off. My fucking 20s. Fuck all the haters. I can make money while crowd surfing. Like, I never have to grow up now. Are you proud of me, Dad?
That was the end of a very emo episode.
And that's it. All right, everybody. Thanks so much for being here. We will talk to you next time. Bye.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Our way is the Amber way.
It's the Foster and the Furious. It's Amanda Foster.
Whip up a meringue. It's Amanda E. Lemon.
It's Always Automatic with Ashley Otto.
Put your hands together for Carly Clapp.
Get on the right foot with Chrissy Offutt.
She's not just a Sheila. She's a Daniela. Etchels.
We never miss her call. It's Diane Call.
Sunday in the Park with Dylan Clark.
Big yay, it's Emily Gauthier.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
You'll never hide from Heidi Eleanor Jones.
I go, you go, we all go for Hugo.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's not a McBee, she's a McBride. Jess McBride.
She's our favorite streamer, Caroline Peacock.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Que sera, sera, whatever will be, will Lauren Silsby.
She gets an A from us, it's Lindsay D.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Fresh as a daisy, it's Maisie McHenry.
Aren't you glad it's Marianne Arns?
Megan Berg. You can't have a burger without the Berg.
This is Living with Michelle Vivian.
I love a ya, Olivia Williamson.
She sure is sweet. Well, it's Raquel.
Yes, we canna. It's Savannah.
Cast a spell with Shannon Spellman.
Let's share with Sharon Eldridge.
Darn Skippy, it's Tippy.
And our super premium sponsors.
She's VVIP, it's Amanda V.
Can I have a Kavanaugh? It's Anna Kavanaugh.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Put us on a stretcher, it's Charlotte Fletcher.
Hogle your horses, it's Christine Hogle.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Who, what, why, where, and Gwen Pentland.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
We got our wish, it's Jen Plish.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
Let's get savage with Laura Wildman.
In the study with a candlestick, it's Leslie Peacock.
We're ride or die for Lisa Ryder Barron.
She's a whiz, it's Liz Sarthy.
Always killing it, it's Lola Alkalani.
Roger that, it's Marlis Rogers.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
She eases our woes, it's Melissa St. Rose.
She's the lady of the house, it's Rachel Sherrod.
There's a chance of meatballs, it's Rebecca Cloud.
She's our princess, it's Rebecca Prince.
Maximum love for Sandy Maximoska.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
We cannot tell a lie, it's Sarah Tell of Sun.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Please don't stop, it's Soli and Pop.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
Strike a pose, it's Tori Rose.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.